Hi there, welcome to this edition of the Arts Roundup. I'm Lena Valverde, sitting in for the show's regular host, Kerwin Jones. I'm glad that you could join me, as I will be bringing you an overview of cultural events taking place in or emanating from our cultivated island of Cuba. Stay tuned. The fifth edition of Cuba's Salsa Festival began Tuesday, February 25th here in Havana, with Cuban and foreign musicians taking the stage to offer music and dance lovers their art. Among foreign musicians taking part is renowned Puerto Rican performer and composer Victor Manuel, who will close the festival on Sunday, March 1st. Accompanied by his orchestra, the so-called Sonero de la Juventud will perform in Cuba for the first time. In statements to the press in 2019, the renowned Puerto Rican musician, who has visited Cuba on numerous occasions but never for work, said, "I'm very fond of the Cuban people, whom I also respect deeply for their tremendous contribution to our culture and salsa. Cuba is actually the cradle of salsa. We in Puerto Rico made it ours, but we have a lot to thank Cubans for this. Cubans and Puerto Ricans are very much alike. We both love dancing and partying a lot. I'm very nervous about performing salsa here in Cuba." Organized by Cuban pianist and leader of the Salsa Mayor band, Michael Blanco, the program of the Salsa Festival includes live performances of between 3 and 4 orchestras every evening, as well as dance troupes and DJs. The lineup includes popular Cuban ensembles like Septeto Santiaguero, Formel y Los Bambán, Manolito Simonet y su Trabuco, NG La Banda, Habana de Primera, Pupi y los que son, Jaila Monpié, Tania Pantoja, Lazarito Valdés en Bamboleo, El Niño y las Verdad, Papucho en Manana Club, Adalberto Álvarez y su son, among many others. Collateral activities include dance workshops focusing on Afro-Cuban rhythms, rumba, salsa, and casino, at the Sauce Cultural Center. Hey! Hey! Cuba's contemporary dance company, Danza Contemporánea de Cuba, has announced a commemorative season of its 60th anniversary. The chosen repertoire includes classic Cuban works, among them La Ecuación by choreographer Jorge Céspedes, Zenit by Laura Domingo, and Coil by Julio César Iglesias, as well as the piece Equilux by British choreographer Fleur Dorkin, who is the artistic director of Scottish Dance Theatre. The iconic Cuban dance company said in a communique that the presentations will take place February 28th and 29th, and then again March 1st, 6th, 7th, and 8th, always at the Alicia Alonso Theater here in Havana. Founded in 1959, Danza Contemporánea de Cuba combines modern American theater, Afro-Caribbean dance styles, and classical European ballet. With more than 70 productions in its active repertoire, Danza Contemporánea de Cuba has toured extensively throughout America, Europe, Asia, and Africa. will host the International Cuban Dance Festival Ritmo Cuba from April 20th through the 26th. Ritmo Cuba is a unique international reunion where dancers, students, teachers, and choreographers from around the world come to share a love of Latin dance here in Cuba, the birthplace of salsa rhythm. The event boasts more than 60 of the best salsa teachers from across Cuba and the world, including the principal dance instructors from each of the major salsa schools here in Havana. Over 7 days, Ritmo Cuba offers more than 100 hours of classes with 3 separate salons operating at any given time so that students can select their preferred style and level. Other activities include dance workshops and dance tours around Havana. Participating foreign students are free to choose from a wide variety of practical dance lessons, whether it is salsa, rueda de casino, reggaeton, cha-cha-cha, bachata, hip-hop, kizomba, rumba, or folk dance. The program includes evening shows at the hottest salsa clubs here in Havana, including live performances by popular Cuban bands. And that's all for today on the Arts Roundup. Until next time.